The story of a notorious BC-born war criminal.
All of a sudden, he was on top, and all of these white Canadians were on the bottom, and now it was payback time.
It's in the new book, Traitor by Default. In Traitor by Default, The Trials of Kanau Inoue, the Kamloops Kid, author Patrick Brode shares the little-known story of the BC-born man whose father was a decorated Canadian war hero during World War I. But his untimely death in 1926 made the younger Inoue the Koshu, or head of his family, and he would find his way back to Japan.
He was living in Tokyo in 1942, and the military called him up as a civilian to assist them because they needed English speakers to assist them in communicating with this large number of prisoners they now held. So he was sent down to Tokyo and arrived there in September of 1942, and then after several years of living in Japan, was cast in the midst of 1,700 Canadian POW.
Turns out Inoue still felt more than a little bitterness about the land of his birth.
All of a sudden, he was on top, and all of these white Canadians were on the bottom, and now it was payback time, and he was going to get it by especially being brutal to Canadians, beating them whenever he had a chance.
Inoue was found guilty of war crimes, but the case was thrown out due to the fact of his Canadian birth. Instead, he was executed for high treason, likely the last Canadian to meet that fate. With the City News Bookshelf, I'm John Ackerman.